surgeons in Portsmouth are learning more about patient safety from a former British Airways pilot. Trevor Dale will be explaining how studies of aviation disasters can help NHS staff make fewer mistakes. It's thought that human error in UK hospitals causes up to 4,000 deaths every year. Trevor in our Portsmouth studio with Professor Peter Brennan, consultant surgeon at the Queen Alexandra Hospital. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Julian.
Great
to have you there. And I didn't think I'd ever do an interview with a pilot and a surgeon, but here we are this morning.
Thanks very much. We're sitting in the interview room, a bit like a flight deck, actually. Trevor's in the left-hand seat, as expected.
I like that. Well, look, Peter, let's start with you. I mean, why is human error an important issue for the NHS?
Well, I think human error occurs in every walk of life, really. And as you mentioned, in the UK, up to about 4,000 deaths per year may be associated with human error in hospitals. I think people are aware of it to a lesser or greater extent. Historically, surgeons have said, yes, it exists, but it doesn't apply to us. And so really, we sort of need to raise the awareness of human error, fatigue, tiredness, interaction with team working and things, and how that has a possible detrimental effect on patient care. So what we really want to do is just to obviously enhance patient care as much as we can. And any way we can do that obviously helps and benefits patients.
So, Peter, do you think actually the airline industry is better at being risk averse than the NHS?
Yeah, that's a difficult question, Julian. I mean, a lot of colleagues speak to us about the airline industry and say the two are not directly comparable, which of course, I agree with. I mean, Trevor himself will admit that airline pilots train for eventualities that hardly ever or if ever happen, whereas we train for complications and things that happen on a fairly regular basis. But I think we can learn a lot from them about things like hierarchical challenge. So everything's recorded on the flight deck. If a captain's flying the aeroplane and the first officer, very junior, for example, is not happy with that, he can then question the captain, and the captain has to take action based on what the first officer said. Mm. Now, historically, in hospitals, consultants, I mean, Sir Lancelot Spratt comes to mind, you know, things have moved on, but we need that open environment when anyone can challenge.
Let's bring in Trevor Dale, former BA pilot and training captain, who's going to be talking to about 100 surgeons and other medical professions at the QA today. Trevor, this fact fascinates me. You'd have to fly every day for 35,000 years to have a realistic chance of being killed in an air crash.
Oh, well, yes. I've managed it so far, only for 34 years commercially and 15,000-odd hours. But I think the interesting thing in that is that I've never actually, I'm touching wood as I say this here, never actually declared an emergency in all that time. But as Peter says, in the airline business, we train for what could happen, but hopefully never does.
And your interest in human error, I gather, began with the Kegworth Air disaster, didn't it?
Well, it was around that time that commercial airlines around the world, like BA for a kickoff, realised that training in this was fundamental, because when you examine virtually any air crash or, for that matter, any aviation incident, normally it's the human input that has made the difference. Sometimes, like in Sullenberger going into the Hudson River, it's a very positive input. But sometimes you look at, and Kegworth is the classic one, because for those of you who don't remember, in 1989, there were one engine started to go wrong and cause heavy vibration, but the crew shut down the wrong engine. And it's things like making a sudden, intuitive type decision without analysing things. Sometimes we call it the startle effect.
Right.
So, you know, if you're quite relaxed and suddenly something hits you quite quickly, there's a danger of doing something wrong. And, of course, this can happen in surgery or in medical treatment where you're not expecting things to go wrong and it's fairly routine. And then suddenly you find something has caught you by surprise.
And this thing that Peter says about members of the team down the hierarchy being prepared and allowed to say, by the way, I don't think that's right. Is that a crucial part of this?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at 90% of aviation accidents and incidents, 90% of accidents, someone has said they're not happy, they're concerned. What we try to do in aviation training and now in medical training is encourage people to keep going with that.